Blog Talk Radio.
I believe what you say of me, Lord. I believe what you say of me. And he says that he loves us. Welcome, welcome, welcome to each and every one that's here tonight. Thank you. Thank you for taking your time to be with me. I truly, truly appreciate it. And I just hope that I can be an encouragement to you and connect my faith with yours and to see victory and breakthrough in your lives. So thank you, each and every one. Today is May the 10th. Happy birthday to a friend of mine that's down in College Station today. And it is Monday night, so I want to once again give the number. I think most everyone is familiar with it now, but if anyone is listening by computer that has never called in before that would like to, the number is 319-527-6027. And if you would like prayer, press 1 on your phone. That puts your hand up so that I know that you want to speak with me. And if you're not wanting prayer, you just want to listen in, then that's just fine too. Just call in and listen and hope you enjoy yourself. Well, tonight I've got a scripture for you that I'm going to start with. It's Isaiah 26:3. It says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." You know, this week, here a few days ago, I had a lady call me that I know. I don't know her real well, but I do know her. I know her when I see her and have talked to her with a little bit. But she happened to have my phone number, and she called me. She was really wanting another person's phone number that's a common acquaintance. But when she called, she talked for a few minutes and asked that I would remember her in prayer. She was having a doctor's appointment, some sort of procedure the next day. I honestly don't remember now if it was the dentist or something. But it was not. I remember that it was something that would be pretty common procedure, not typically something you'd be real concerned about. And she was telling me, she said, you know, and I have not heard of this before. I mean, I've not heard the term. She said, I have white coat syndrome or something like that, where that she just really gets into fear when she goes to the doctor and it makes her blood pressure just go out of sight. And she said, there's been times that she had gone to the doctor for something and that her blood pressure would get so high that they would literally tell her, you need to go to the ER. And have them get your blood pressure down. We're concerned that you could have a stroke or something, that it would literally send her to the ER. So I took a few minutes to talk to her, and I told her, I said, "Hun, that's your thoughts that are doing that to you. And you know, our thoughts can make our bodies react in ways that are just crazy." But see, in that situation, it was not something that was really happening at the time. Because many times, see, in this case, her anxiety was already starting the day before. But it was the thought of what could happen or might happen or whatever, or the thought of what the doctors might tell her. And I just talked to her and I said, "Sweetie, if you will think about God, if you will focus on how much he loves you, and that he's with you and he's watching over you and he's caring for you, and there's nothing going on that he doesn't know about," I said, "let your mind stay there." And I said, "that will help keep you in peace." And I said, "you know, as you continue to do that time after time," I said, "it will finally break that cycle, and then it'll eventually get to where it doesn't happen anymore. Then as that peace of God and that trust in the Lord rises up, that anxiety about just going to a doctor's office, it'll finally go away." And she was, she understood some of that. I mean, she was aware of some of those teachings, and she just said, "you know, I've tried some, that's not working." I said, "honey, as you keep doing that, it will begin to break that down that's in you, that's a bit of a stronghold. It'll begin to break that down, and you will see healing come there that you won't have to deal with like that in that way anymore." But see, her fears, They weren't really real. I mean, she was beginning to get anxious before she had even gone to the doctor. And then when she would go to the doctor's office, it wasn't something that they were doing or saying. It was the thought of what they might say or do. It was the thought of what could happen. It was based on thoughts. But the result to her fear, the high blood pressure that would literally send her to the ER, that was real. That part was real. Fortunately, she said most of the time that once she left the doctor's office, that her blood pressure would begin to come back to normal. You know, and that because the ordeal was over with, because the doctor's visit was over with, and it would begin to come back through. But see, most of the time, It's not what we're actually going through, but it's how we think about what we're going through that's affecting us. You know, even when we're going through sickness, if we're relaxed because we're trusting God and honestly believe that He's taking us, taking care of us, that peace of mind, it causes our body to respond in a much more favorable way and quicker. You know, healing will come to you quicker. Symptoms many times will be less. Because that peace, it literally strengthens your immune system, and it strengthens our faith also. When we have faith in God that he's got us and He's taken care of us and He loves us, then it gives us, we have that faith that we're going to be okay, that He's going to bring us through. And the rest that it brings to our body, it causes, it helps healing to come forth. There's been actually, and I have a book, I believe it's Dr. Colbert. I haven't read, it's put away somewhere now. I haven't read it in a long time. I bought it many years ago. But there have been many studies shown that has proven how emotions we have. As we know, our emotions are triggered by our thoughts, that it releases chemicals in our bodies that can either aid sickness or aid health. I think the name of his book is Deadly Emotions, or maybe 10 Deadly Emotions, something like that. But really, he is a doctor in a very informative book on that, how our emotions can bring sickness. But then the flip side is our emotions can also bring health. In Proverbs 17:22, it says, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." I'll tell you a little story from a number of years ago. It's been 15 years ago or something like that. Anyway, a number of years ago, I was in a place in my life that everywhere I looked, and it was like everything around me and everyone around me, it was like everybody was in strife and fussing and contention. And even when it wasn't people directly in contention with me, it was like that's what I was around. It was like strife and depression and anger and fear and competitive jealousies. And it just seemed like it was all around me. And it seemed like all of my happy outlets had just dried up. And on top of all that, during that time, I was going through a lot of sickness. You know, I was in and out of the ER a lot, was sick, would be sick for weeks and weeks at a time. And it was just like I was surrounded with darkness. And I remember that feeling of like, you know, and I can even remember telling the Lord at the time, it's like, "Lord, I feel like I would have to look up to see the bottom, that I was below the bottom." I know there's some of y'all, bound to be some of y'all that have felt that at times, or maybe you felt like that recently. But you know, God is faithful. God is faithful, and He leads us and directs us. And I remember at that time I went to a meeting. I don't remember if it was I remember I went to a meeting of a very wise, very dear prophetic lady that she's with Jesus now. But she discerned by the Spirit, and she told me, she said, "You need to get around some happy people." And I can still remember this day, I can still remember telling her, saying, "Who would that be?" Because at that moment, it was like I didn't know anybody that was happy and joyful and fun to be around. It was like everything that I was around was dark and contentious and full of strife. You know what, though? I took her at her word. When she said that, I took that into my heart. And I'm going to tell y'all now, never negate or minimize the things you tell people that you say to people, because you never know the effect that what you say will have on them, good or bad. But know that when you are have the unction of the Lord, you feel that unction to say something to someone, it may be to you just a little small sentence, just a little small thing, but it may plant a seed of faith and hope and encouragement in someone's heart that literally turns their life around. I'm going to tell you that because it's happened to me many times in my life, but this was one of them. But anyhow, she said, you need to get around some happy people. And I went to God and I said, Lord, send me some people. Lord, show me where to go. I need some people that are happy in my life. And I was asking, I said, you know, it was like, I need some people that'll be encouraging and fun. And Lord, I want to be around some people that still know how to laugh. And then on my part, I didn't just sit on the couch and say, okay, God, bring them to me. Let them come knock on my door. No, I began to actively look around and see what was around me, what was in my area, something that I could go to, you know, something that I could attend. And I'm going to tell you, girl, I didn't wait for three angels and a lightning bolt to get me out of here and say, well, if God tells me, then I guess I'll go. But I ain't heard nothing yet. No, As I put my feelers out and I began to find out about some stuff and ask about some stuff and does this still go on or what about that, man, honey, the minute I found out about it, I went. I went because I was on the search. I was on the hunt to find some of these happy people that prophet had told me about. Anyhow, and at the same time, I'm asking God, you know, connect me, God. Show me. And I knew that if I got up and went, that the Lord would put in my heart, I would know, okay, this is some place for me. And God did do that. I found out about a meeting. I knew those meetings had been years ago, hadn't been to one in umpteen years, didn't know if they still even existed. It was in my town, and I remember I went to the meeting. And at that meeting, there were prophetic utterances. There were several prophetic people. I think I got a very timely, powerful prophetic word that day. And people that reached out to me and were encouraging and friendly, you know, just made me feel welcome to be there. And God connected me with a group of people for 5 or 6 years. And during that time, so much healing went on in my life. And it gave me something else to think about other than the situation that I was in. It gave me something to look forward to and a place to get up and clean up and go to and be encouraged and just enter into the presence of the Lord with other people, with other believers. And it doesn't mean that everybody there was just like me, you know. Most of them were older than me and probably in the natural, not a whole lot that I had in common with most of them. But there was a commonality in that desire for God and wanting Him and wanting to be close to Him. And during that time, I learned so much because they had different speakers and things like that. And there were some powerful ladies and people involved in those groups. I learned so much by being a part of that. And one group, that group actually there was another smaller group out of that, and I became a part of both of them for like I said, 5 or 6 years. But God brought so much healing to me and so much understanding and growth and just getting to be around people that were friendly and people that were and not that they didn't have difficult times in there. There were people going through things. But the overall feeling, there was just an uplifting about it. And God worked through that. He was so faithful when I asked Him. And He was so faithful to reach out to my heart that was reaching out to Him. When I reached out to Him, He reached back and said, come on, sweetie, I'll put you someplace. I'll help you get somewhere where you can get help, where you can be prayed for, where you can be a part, where you can have something else to occupy your mind and to occupy some of your time. And I want you to know, every time the doors were open, I was there. Every time there was a meeting or a gathering or a birthday party, I went. And I started learning how to, and it didn't happen overnight now, but I started beginning to laugh again. And things started, you know, things that build up on you, things that create walls and barriers, they don't just fall off instantly. Those things, most often, they come off a brick at a time. And those walls start being brought down and they start being destroyed. And it's as we just continue. But then also as a season comes to an end, as that purpose is completed, and I want to say this too, as when God sends you somewhere, connects you somewhere, when that purpose is completed, don't be surprised or don't feel like something's wrong when God says, okay, this is done. Now let's move on. This is done. I want to take you in other places. I want to take you other places. And God will, the very places he connected you, and many times he'll disconnect you or be either disconnect you altogether or you'll be way less connected because there was a purpose in it. There was an assignment in it. Now, sometimes it's an assignment for us to help someone else. Other times it's a purpose and a time and a season that God is letting us be strengthened and healed and helped. But when that purpose is completed, then I think most times then the Lord will disconnect you or will say, okay, hon, this is done and let's move on. I have other things, the journey, there's more journey ahead of you. So let's move on with the rest of the journey. And I want to just say that for those that sometimes people have difficulty moving on to the next phase. Sometimes people have difficulty. They think something's wrong because it begins to no longer work as well as it did. That's not typically a bad thing. That's just something has been completed and it's time to move on. And we love them and we hold dear the memories, but we move on with God. Anyhow, enough about that. But we just know God is so faithful to provide what we need. And each season we go through, if we will ask him and with a childlike, submitted heart, and then obey him because we trust him, that he will bring us through. You know, I've had to remember some of those lessons in recent months and years, you know, going through other things when dealing with injustice and betrayal. You know, thoughts can vary because this lesson is about thoughts. Thoughts can quickly lead us into feeling like the victim or offense or fear. But God. When we reiterate the thoughts in our mind that God has got me, no matter what, I'm blessed and I will be blessed because I'm his and because he loves me. Even if someone is truly stealing from you, you cannot be defeated because God is for you. You know, just a good example is say if someone stole your car, but if you own the car lot, if you own the car dealership, that's not going to have the effect on you. You're like, okay, maybe you took a car, but I own the whole dealership. I've got dozens of cars at my disposal. Or if someone stole $1 million from you, but you have an oil well that's producing $5 million a month, it's like, you know what, you might have taken that, and I hope it helps you, and I hope that you are able to find peace with God, and that this helps you get through what you were needing, because I've got the source. And when we have the Lord, see, we have the source of riches. We have the source of peace. We have the source of health. We have the source for things to be replenished, even things that are stolen from us, that the Word says that the enemy has to repay seven times. But we have to always remember that the enemy is not a person. The enemy is the devil. That the devil has to repay seven times, but that we trust God and know that regardless of situations that happen, that, you know, God loves me and God is with me and I'm going to be blessed. Someone else may try to steal from me. Someone else may try to badmouth me and ruin my reputation, but God thinks wonderful things of me. God loves me. God will rain blessings down on me. And see, that helps you keep your peace. For one thing, it's absolutely true. But secondly, it keeps your peace, and it keeps things like offense and victim mentalities and all things like that from taking a hold in your heart, which then gives a place. That gives a door for the enemy to come in and sure enough bring destruction and problems and health problems and any number of things. And just the thoughts, you know, just like I was talking about with Dr. Colbert, with the book of Deadly Emotions, just those thoughts of thinking that way can begin to do damage to our body and cause bad things to be released. But we want the peace of God to rule in our heart. The word says, give no place to the devil. So by allowing offense or anything to take hold, see, that's giving a place. So that's, we want to let the peace of God rule in our heart. The rest and confidence that if God is for me, who can be against me? Amen. Amen. Well, I want to play another song right quick, and then I'll write down these phone numbers, and then we will start taking callers.
When I am down and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come. Sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shore. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Thank you, Jesus, for raising us up. Well, Lord, I just thank you for tonight. And Lord, I thank you and I bless each and every one that is called for prayer, Father. And Lord, I just ask for your presence and your peace, Lord, that my heart be tuned to you, Lord, to speak your word and your word only. And Father, I just ask for blessing and for breakthrough and for healing for each and every one, Lord. Father, that the vision of God and the dreams of the Lord for their lives be seen and heard and understood and, Lord, be manifested in each and every life. Amen. Okay, my first caller here is 954-580. How is Miss Carolyn tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing tonight? And anything, you have a testimony for me tonight?
Not really, but God has been good to me. I'm so grateful.
Oh, yes. He is good, isn't he? God is always so good. Well, thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Carolyn, Father, and I just thank you, Lord, for the things that are in the works. Lord, I thank you, Father, that, as I said, the things that are in the works, the things that are developing, the things that are transitioning, Lord, the things that are being brought into place, things that are being moved out of the way, things that are being repositioned. Lord, I just thank you, Father, that you are working in and around and about Carolyn's life, Lord. Lord, I thank you for giving her peace in the situation. Lord, giving her peace in the journey. Peace in the journey, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for just bringing a rest to her. Lord, even a rest at night, Lord, that her sleep would be peaceful, that her sleep would be restful and refreshing for her, Lord. That, Lord, in the mornings when she gets up, Lord, that she will feel twice as refreshed, even as she has in the past, like 4 hours sleep would feel like 8 hours sleep, and 6 hours sleep would feel like 12 hours sleep. But, Lord, that she wakes up in the mornings feeling refreshed, a supernatural refreshing, not just that, okay, I've been laid down for a few hours and my body has gotten rest, but, Lord, a refreshing even of her mind and her spirit. Like a renewing in her attitudes, Lord, of just feeling like, okay, it's a new day in the Lord. Today is the day of the Lord, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. So, Lord, I just thank you for working these things in Carolyn's life, Lord, and for bringing her just that steadfast, secure feeling of God is working in my life, and Lord, that your favor goes before her and makes the crooked places straight. And Lord, even though we don't always see with our natural eyes, we don't always see, be able to see the workings happening. We're not always seeing it with our natural eyes of maybe things coming together and knowing that all things work for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. That sometimes in the natural things may look like there's a little disarray or there's a little confusion, that things just may still look a little out of place, but that there's a peace in our hearts of knowing that God is working and that God is going to give me the information I need when I need it, when I need it. We don't always, he doesn't always give us a lot of information ahead of times, but when the time is right, when the time is there, when we need the information, God puts that knowing in our hearts, and it's always confirmed with a peace of, you know what, this is the right way to go. This is right. This is good. And then as we notice, as we take account of that peace of like, you know what, when I had this thought, when I thought about this and I dwelt on this for a few minutes, I felt a peace about it. Because as our mind wanders other places, then that feeling of peace many times will leave, and we'll have that feeling of uncertainty again, of questioning. But if we recall then, okay, when I was thinking about this, when God dropped this in my heart and I began to think about that for a few minutes, I felt a peace of God that was not a peace that comes in our spirit, a peace that comes into our heart, that's not just a peace in my mind of, okay, that sounds like that would work out good, that sounds good, but it's that peace in our heart that we feel of, okay, I felt that peace about that, so I'm going to stay with that, okay? So, Lord, I just thank you, and I bless Carolyn, Lord, and I bless her life, Lord, and her future, Lord, and the places you're taking her and the places you're preparing for her, and, Lord, even the connections and the relationships, Lord, that you have for her to help bring her into those places, to help bring her into positions of favor and positions of blessing. In Jesus' mighty and precious name, amen. So what's going on in your life? Praise God. So
well,
what
I want to tell you
there?
That you literally prayed my prayers just now. Oh, my God. I am just so grateful for that prayer. I'm just so grateful. God is awesome. I am really craving that rest and that rejuvenation, and I am just believing God for that.
Yes, amen.
And
that's
the repositioning, amen.
Yes. God knows what we need, and he directs our prayers according to his will, according to his prayers. So thank you, Jesus, that he's always right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Well, was there any other things that you were, any special things you were wanting prayed about specifically?
Yes, thank you. I'm working on a research, and normally things just flow for me, and I am able to quickly accomplish whatever I need to accomplish. But I'm just getting, like, I'm just not getting the flow that I would have wanted. And it is due on Wednesday, so I'm just asking for prayer that the Lord will just enable me to just perfect it within the allotted time that I have, and it will be an excellent one, because
yeah.
I'll be probably presenting it also.
Okay. Well, Father, I thank you, Lord, that Lord, you know exactly what information that Carolyn has, and Lord, we thank you in advance. We come into agreement for the flow, that she will flow with you, Lord. And Father, if there is something else that you're wanting to show her in this study, Lord, in this presentation, Lord, if there's another direction of something else that you're wanting to add to it, Lord, that you will show her, Lord, that you will direct her in her studies, Lord, that you'll direct her in this search, Lord, that she will find, Lord, anything that you're wanting to add to this to make this perfect, to make it impressive and make it really stand out, Lord. But Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing bringing downloads to her, Lord, downloads from the Lord, downloads from heaven, Lord, that would cause this just to flow with ease, that she hears you, Lord, that you would cause her eyes to fixate on those things that you're wanting her to see, that you're wanting to bring out specifically, even Lord, how to word it, or that you would give her the exact words of how to word all of it and arrange it, Lord, that it makes an excellent project, an excellent piece, Lord. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, even for a spirit of excellence, Lord, just to rest upon her in this, Lord, and cause it to be, cause it to be just the excellence of the Lord. Lord, just the excellence of the Lord, that's what you have for us. That's what you called your people to. And, Lord, I thank you in advance. And, Lord, I just thank you for the flow and the peace and the rest, Lord, that she will just zoom through this and be prepared and be completed well in time, Lord, for the presentation on Wednesday. So, Lord, we thank you in advance. We thank you and we love you and we praise you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful evening.
Oh, you too, hon. Thank you for calling.
God bless you.
Let us know how God, what all God does.
It will do. Amen.
Amen. Good night. All right, 910-709. How is my Miss Sylvia tonight?
Oh, she's doing much better. Thank you.
Oh, good, good. You feeling good now, girl?
Oh, yes. I haven't talked to you. I've been down for about 3 weeks. And last Wednesday, I went to intercessory prayer, and the Lord touched me, and I am up again.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
He is faithful. He is faithful.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, that's good. That's good. I know this time of year, you know, it can be difficult for people that are dealing with allergies and things like that. And been hearing a lot about that.
I went to a whole nother level this time. I had had trouble before. I was diagnosed with the spinal stenosis. And so what happened this time was every nerve in my body was acting up, and I had pain all over my body. All I could do was, like, just lay in the fetal position and pray. And it was even going up to the top of my head. And when I got prayed for Wednesday, the Lord said that the enemy had attacked me. And I have never felt anything like that in my whole life. It was even down to my fingertips and my toes.
You know, when you're making breakthroughs and you're growing, many times the enemy will try to attack, but we have the victory in the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Miss Sylvia, God, and I thank you for your faithfulness, God. I thank you for your faithfulness, Lord, that how you continue to show yourself strong and mighty and trustworthy and faithful in her life. Because, Lord, your word says even when we are not faithful, that you are faithful because you cannot deny yourself. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing a restoration to Sylvia. Lord, just bringing a refreshing, Lord, bringing a new level of health, a new level of strength, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you. Father, I want to say thank you for those, and even in that prayer group, Lord, that prayed for her and stood with her and connected their faith with hers, Lord, to bring forth, to see a result, Lord, to see healing come forth and deliverance come forth. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for covering Sylvia, Lord, that your word says that we are hidden in Christ, we were covered with Christ, and, Lord, that just a protection, Father, a protection for her. And, Lord, I thank you even for a new authority, God, a new authority rising up within her, Lord. Father, that at the name of Jesus that every knee has to bow, at the name of Jesus that the enemy has to flee, Lord. And Father, I just speak Psalms 91 over there, that no plague shall come nigh her dwelling. Lord, that nothing shall by any means harm her. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for sealing the prayers. Lord, sealing the prayers over her life, Lord, that she shall see health, Lord, she shall see a new level of health, Lord, that she shall see her the desires of her heart fulfilled, and Lord, the desires of your heart, Lord, because your word says by Jesus' stripes we were healed. Father, I thank you for a new level of strength, Lord, for new resolve. And Father, I thank you for greater trust, for greater knowing, Lord, just that knowing, that knowing in a way that we're not trying to earn anything, that we don't have to get all of our ducks in a row, so to speak, Lord, for things to happen for us because we're loved, because we belong to you. We're your children and we're loved. And Lord, that it's always your desire to give us all the good things. The word says every good gift comes from above. And Lord, we're qualified in that sense through the blood of Jesus. Lord, because we do fall short at times. We don't always do everything. You know, sometimes we might think, okay, if I just prayed a little bit more, if I stood a little bit more, if my faith was a little stronger, maybe if I prayed in tongues a little longer. You know, and we do that to ourselves sometimes, and even the enemy will try to do that to us sometimes, but that's not the case. We are loved, and we have been blood-bought and paid for, and we belong to the Lord. So, Lord, I just thank you for the benefits of God, the blessings of the Lord. Lord, raining down on Sylvia, raining down on her, Lord, and bringing restoration and health. And, Lord, even the days that have been stolen from her, Lord, that those days be redeemed to her. Lord, that for every day that she has spent in sickness, having to lay on the couch or lay in the bed, Lord, that you would give her back double all those days in health and in joy and in fun and Lord, just in loving you and in quality of life, Lord, that the devil gets nothing. He gets nothing.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I thank you for redeeming the time and redeeming those days, Lord, that she would get double for her trouble. And, Lord, I claim that even for myself, Lord, that,
amen.
Lord, for every day that the enemy has afflicted us, for every day that the enemy has knocked us down, Lord, that we'll have even twice as many days that we run with vigor, run with the Lord, and that it's spent in joy and peace and just, Lord, enjoying the blessings and the ultimate, Lord, just the goodness of God, that surely goodness and mercy shall chase me down all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever, Lord. So I declare that and I decree that over Sylvia.
Thank you.
And I thank you, Lord, and I praise you. We praise you, Jesus, in your mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. That's what the word says that he has for us. That, you know, sometimes we have to go back and remind us to just read the promises of God, the benefits of God, just sometimes we just Google it and pull up the promises of God and just spend some time just reading those promises that God has for us just to build up our faith, but just to bask in what he has said over us and let it bring healing and just let the words of God just bring encouragement and faith and just that feeling of God got me and all is well.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay,
so do you have anything that you were wanting to tell us tonight or have need a prayer for something specific?
Oh, no. You've already prayed. Thank you. I'm just feeling so happy tonight. Even my body is happy.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, when healing comes, it brings a joy with it. You know, when our prayers are answered, it just brings a joy and just God, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, I'm so happy because I was about my father's business, you know, but I had some symptoms going on, but now I feel like I can really run and be about my father's business. That's how my body feels today. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Oh,
that's
yes,
awesome.
I'm ready to be about it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I thank you for praying for me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome, and I'm so glad that you are feeling much better.
Oh, yes. Well, God
thank
bless
you,
Jesus. And have a
God
good night.
God bless you, too.
Bye.
Okay, 251-342.
Hello, this is Latrice from Alabama.
Hi, yes, ma'am. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, it is well. It is well.
God is good. God is good. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Miss Latrice, Lord, and I just thank you, God, for the... Lord, for the joy she is to you, Lord, I thank you, Father, that she is a treasure in your kingdom. Father, I thank you, Lord, that she is a soldier in your kingdom, but, Lord, that she is a treasure unto you. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for Latrice, it's just like I see you as a little girl and God taking you by the hand. And once again, like running with you, like skipping with you through like a garden of flowers, just a beautiful garden, a place of like just being with him, of just of love and joy and like just hearing the, you know, like a little child, a giggle and skip when they're just having so much fun. And you know, I know that you're a person that you're like a responsible type person, and I'm sure that you have, you know, you seem to take on the I won't say take on the burdens of many, but you pray for other people and you stand for other people and you stand in the gap and you take on the responsibility of one that's mature in the faith, of one that that answers the call. That answers to the call of the Lord on your life. But God never, he never wants us to get so busy that we lose that little childlike faith, that little childlike enjoyment of just being with him and running with him and that love relationship, just that childlikeness, that my daddy loves me. My daddy loves me. And loving on the Lord and just letting him just refresh us and bring new joy and bring new excitement and just a restoration of that, of just that excitement and that child-type faith, that child-type, you know, that there's nothing like being with my Jesus. Because we can get so... you know, we have so many responsibilities. We can have such schedules and stuff that we're meeting with this group and this ladies and those. And okay, I need to go by the hospital and visit this one. And I need to cook a meal for that one. And then just the home stuff, you know, just the thing we have in families and home that we can get so consumed a little bit with responsibilities and things that are of what we consider serious life matters, that we lose a little bit of just that childlike innocence, that childlike joy, that childlike of just enjoying God, of just pulling away with him. And sometimes we just have to take a day or a couple of hours or whatever it is and just maybe go somewhere where it's a beautiful scenery, whether it's a beach or a park or whatever, and just, or a drive. I do that sometimes with a drive. And just be with God, maybe turn the radio up to some beautiful music and just enjoy the Lord and talk to him and let him talk to us. And not always in a situation of where we're bringing the needs of others before him or God, I'm asking for direction, but just conversations with the Lord. Just those times, just like we did when we were little kids, if we had a little friend that we visited with and, you know, we weren't talking about anything serious. We were just chatting and talking and just, God loves it when we come to him and we just enjoy him and we let him just visit with us and just take time with him, just like we would with a best friend as a kid. So, Father, I thank you for Latrice, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for the strong one that she is, and, Lord, that She answers the call of God on her life, Lord. She tries to obey you and to, Lord, to help others and to reach out to others and to understand and be compassionate. But Lord, I thank you, Father, for a return, Lord, to just a childlike enjoyment of you, Lord, that she finds the time, Lord, those times where you can just laugh and giggle with her, Lord, that you can just like skip through the flower garden and just enjoy that and it be a refreshing and just a lightening, Lord, bring a lightness to her heart and just a light to her face, even, Lord. I just thank you for it, and I praise you, God. And, Lord, I thank you for your great love for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I just thank you, Jeannie.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. Was there anything special that you were wanting prayer about, hon?
I ask that you guys pray for the family. My sister died on yesterday, but it is well. The Lord allowed us to walk her through to her salvation Saturday morning. So it is well.
Thank you,
and
Jesus. How very faithful God is. How very faithful.
He did it. I'll be eulogizing her on Saturday, so keep us uplifted in prayer.
Yes, ma'am, I sure will. I'm so thankful to Jesus for moving on her heart to accept the Lord before she left. Thank you, Lord. That is so precious of God. But yes, ma'am, we'll be praying for you and just strength for you and comfort for you and the rest of the family during all of this. But I know that there's a thankfulness in your heart that she received the Lord and that today that she's with him in glory.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
God.
But I just thank you again.
All right. Well, thank you, hon, and God bless you.
Bye-bye.
How is Miss Julia May tonight? 205-531. Okay, well, I'll come back to her. She must have stepped away from the phone for a little bit there. 903-720. How is this Miss Sylvia tonight?
Yes, it is. How are you, Miss Gina, tonight?
Oh, I'm good, hon. I am good. How are you doing?
I'm just grateful.
Me too, girl. Me too.
Just grateful.
Well, Lord,
I
just thank you. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying I'm thankful. I'm grateful and thankful. Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am. Go ahead.
Well, Father, I thank you for Sylvia tonight, God, and I just thank you, Lord, for pouring out your love on her, Lord, for pouring out your grace upon her. Mm-hmm. Father, I thank you, Lord, for pouring out strength upon her, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for strengthening even joints, Lord. I thank you for bringing strength and healing into joints and restoration into joints, Lord. I thank you for that. Father, I thank you for honoring her prayers, God, as she has stood in the gap for others. Lord, as she has poured out of her heart and her life for others, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that even as she has, Lord, that you have poured back into her, and Lord, will continue to do so, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for even, Lord, using her as a pillar, Lord, even placing her as a pillar in the body of Christ and in those that she is connected to. Lord, even as the pillars in the buildings, Lord, in the natural, that they help hold up part of the building, Lord, that even that's, Lord, that you have used Sylvia, Lord, to hold up the arms of others, Lord, to strengthen others, Lord, to stand in the gap for others, God. And, Lord, that she has interceded, Father, for others. Lord, that she has literally brought strength to the body. She has brought strength to the body, Lord, through her prayers. But, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that Father, that those things never become heavy on us because Christ is the cornerstone. He is the one that is the foundation of it all. And the strength of any building is truly in the foundation. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus, that you are the foundation. You are the cornerstone. But, Lord, I thank you, Father, for Sylvia even realizing and understanding the importance of her place in the body of Christ, the importance of her place in those places, amongst those that you have connected her with, and those that you have placed her in their lives and her in their and them in her life. Lord, that she is one that's like a pillar. That's like a pillar that brings stability. That brings stability to the whole. That brings a strengthening that helps hold, that helps balance it, that helps hold it up, that helps just bring the stability to it. So, Lord, I just thank you, God, for blessings of joy. Lord, for raining down blessings of joy in Sylvia's life. Lord, blessings in the natural, Lord, but blessings of joy. It's just like I see blessings of joy, like smiles and laughter upon your face, blessings of joy. And, Lord, I thank you, God, for connecting her, God, with those that will be a blessing in her life. So, Lord, I just praise you. And I thank you, Lord, for all you're doing. Lord, I thank you for the satisfaction of the Lord in her life. Lord, satisfaction. So even as the word says, with long life, he satisfies us and shows us his salvation. Lord, that your salvation in our life, your saving power, your grace, your answer, Lord, answering our prayers, Lord, that it brings a satisfaction into our lives. And so, Lord, I just thank you, God, for the blessings of God and the goodness of God. And, Lord, that you continue, Lord, even to establish her in honor and recognition, Lord, establish her in places of authority with certain ones and with certain groups, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for bringing that into her life and bringing that into a manifestation in a greater way. But, Lord, pouring out your love and your blessings and your benefits of health and restoration in her life. Lord, that pain has no place. Pain has no place in her life. But, Lord, that her portion is healing. Her portion is peace. Her portion, Lord, is health and, Lord, just feeling good. That her portion is you, Lord. And that's all healing and restoration and good things and blessing. Lord, and I thank you that this is the day that the Lord has made. And Lord, we rejoice in you and all that you're doing. And I thank you and I praise you. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the word. It's just every time it's just confirmation from the Father, from heaven, because on this past week I got confirmations from the Lord, from people that has been in my life, that things that you just had said about from the past that I really didn't keep thinking about, thanking me for holding them up and in them places, just letting me know it was from heaven. It wasn't what I asked about. Just called me up on the phone and said, "Thank you, Miss Sylvia, for any time I call, you're there." And my mom was in heaven, but you were always right there. And I was like, "Oh, okay." And thank you, Father, for just letting me be who what I need to be and in the further pillar of this community, or whoever.
Yeah.
And things that you're saying has to be from heaven, because
these are things that were spoken to me in the last 7 days since the last time that I had been on the line. And I'm so grateful. And I'm so thankful for Michelle and from the way the Father lets you see the things that has been in my life or that's in my life.
Thank you.
This is something that it has to be. I'm grateful that I'm doing what I need to do, and I'm just trying to get, I am being close as I can to the Father with people that he has put, new people in my life, and that a word that I had to say with authority, and the woman of God did when I had told her what the Father had instructed me to do, to say. And it was It's just like a new beginning. And I'm so grateful from you for the things that you can see. And I just have only one thing that I would want for you to, I have a little young lady that's a friend of my daughter. She's asking for prayer, but she's been in my life here since she was born. And I just wish you would pray for Holly along with me and the others she's praying for. I don't actually know, but the Father knows. And I know he's a healer, and he can give her. She's 44. She just turned, had a birthday last week. And I know that, Father, you still got purpose for Holly, and the enemy's trying to come against her, but I wanted you to just pray for Holly for me.
Sure, sure. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for covering Holly, Lord. Lord, you are aware of the things that are going on around her life. And, Lord, I just thank you for helping her, God, for strengthening her. Lord, for giving her direction. Father, Lord, even for connecting her with people that will, Lord, that will cover her. That will cover her, Lord, and be a protection to her. That will give her guidance and will strengthen her, Lord, and would speak words of wisdom into her life, Father. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for disconnecting her, Lord, in any place, Lord, that would not be beneficial to her life. Lord, that would maybe even be harmful to her in any way, Lord. I thank you, Father, for disconnecting her from relationships or connections that would be not healthy for her life, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you for drawing her into a deeper relationship with you, Lord, drawing her and speaking to her, Lord, even out of the mouths of others, that she will recognize the voice of God, that things will be spoken to her that will touch her heart and will plant seeds deep, Lord, that will grow and be watered by you and watered by others. And Lord, I thank you even for visiting her in the night and giving her dreams, Lord, and then helping her to have understanding, whether it be interpreted by another, Lord, or whether you give her understanding, Lord. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, for claiming her as your own, Lord, for taking her, for like taking her under your wing, Lord, for just protecting her and putting a hedge of protection around her, Lord. Lord, just like a safety net, Lord, in a sense. And Lord, I just thank you for guiding her, and Lord, for the peace of God in her heart that would guide her. And Lord, that you would give her discernment, Father, that you give her discernment that she can see with the eyes of the Lord through situations and into situations. Lord, that she would just have eyes to see and understanding, Lord, that the enemy would not be able to deceive her. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for keeping her and loving her and directing her path and directing her steps, Lord, and connecting her with people, Lord, that can help strengthen her and help bring wisdom and knowledge and understanding to her. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. I receive it. I thank you for the prayer, and I thank you so much for Randy and PGN and this network radio station where we can come together and pray for one to another And thank you, Father. I just thank you so much for Miss Jeannie and her sweet spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for everything that she says and does for your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you.
Yes, amen. Well, thank you, sweetie, for calling in. And so good to hear from you and look forward to hearing what all God's doing in your life.
And you have a good night. Thank you so much.
You too. God bless you.
Amen.
Let me go back up here and try Julia May again. 205-531. Is this Miss Julia May?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I come to you a while ago, and I guess you had stepped away from the phone for a minute, but that's all right. I got you now.
Oh, okay, yeah. I went over to Jonathan's side to do something. Mm-hmm.
That's fine. That's not a problem at all. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Julia May, and Lord, I just thank you, God, for bringing restoration. Lord, I thank you for restoration, and Lord, I thank you for completion of some things, Lord, where she's continued to stand and continue to believe. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for the pieces of the puzzle finally coming together, God. Lord, that our hope and our trust is in you. Lord, I thank you, Father, that Lord, we can confidently stand. We can confidently rest. Lord, knowing that you are faithful, Lord, knowing that you supply, Lord, knowing that your word does not return unto you void, but it accomplishes everything that it's been sent to do. And Lord, I thank you even, Lord, that you're faithful, that Lord, that you're so good to show us, Lord, every area where maybe we need to make adjustments, Lord, anything that, Lord, whether it's in attitudes, whether it's in our daily routine, Lord, whether it's in anything that we do, even in the way we eat or anything, Lord, that you're so faithful, Lord, to show us places that we need to bring adjustments, Lord, that will bring added blessing to us, Lord, that it brings added health and added blessing and added strength and added peace and rest into our life, and Lord, brings added healing, Lord, even Lord, just anything that we're needing to do different, Lord, that you're always bringing us into your best. You're always directing our steps, directing our feet, Lord, even, Lord, is like the voice of the Lord that says, this is the way, walk ye in it, Lord, that you're always directing us for your very best, the very best life in Christ.
Oh.
And, Lord, I thank you for the example that Julia May has been to others, Lord, that none of that is wasted, Lord, that every bit, Lord, that others are witness to through her life. And, Lord, I thank you for that. And, Lord, I thank you that those seeds that are planted, Lord, that they take root and they grow into a mighty tree, Lord, that they bring forth fruit in the lives of others that have witnessed and have seen. And, Father, I just thank you for the completion. Lord, I just thank you for the completion of the things that you have said of her life, of the promises of God, Lord, that they have not only taken root, Lord, but they come forth in full manifestation to the glory of God, to the glory of God. And, Lord, we just give you praise and honor and glory in advance. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Was there anything you wanted to share with us tonight, Julia May, or anything specific that you were wanting prayer for?
I'm allowed to claim victory tomorrow. Jumper goes tomorrow. She's getting her pig taken out, and he's gonna make sure he can take out Detroit. And so that's fantastic right there. You don't have to worry about that no more.
Oh, mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Because I know that's those tracks. I know those things have to be cleaned up and constantly cleaned,
yeah.
And just the feeling of it. I'm sure I can't imagine, you know, how uncomfortable it is to have one of those.
Yeah.
But I know it's always a concern to have to deal with those too, and it allows you know, when you get around water and things like that. So it that allows a new level of normal life to return to Jennifer. So thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, she is tomorrow at 12:30. So we go in. They call and confirm it. So we go in and get that taken out. Like I told myself, if You can't get the tray off, and one of the main things is get that pig line out so she don't chew for you no more, you know, because that's an inconvenience. She be going to be bothering her. So you can't imagine a line hanging out by your stump, you know. So I just try to keep it up, and then it, the thing in the water kind of started leaking, so it's been a mess. But I thank God, because I've told somebody that says, she even came a mighty long way. They're trying to get these children, get the vaccination, pray for these children, because my friend said her granddaughter don't want to take the shot. I said, now, you need to tell her to get a jumper. I said, because you could be in a situation where you have a true prey, a true feed. I said, she loves to eat. I said, tell her, maybe laying there and somebody on a machine with some milk, like a milkshake of water going through your body. So, you know, I said, because one girl, unfortunately, she was 14. She caught the virus last week, and she passed. And I said, you know, the mother, you know, I didn't know I had, you know, prepared to let my child. I said, but this virus is not playing. I said, you know, you need everything you can eat and get to prevent. I said, Jumper went through a lot. Her auntie said, yes, they come from church, and she looked tired. I said, that girl tired, but her body been beat. I said, you can't imagine all she went through and God brought her through. I said, some people didn't, you know, got it and just died. I said, but she didn't been through so much. I said, you know, I said, somebody, I said, she's probably going to take a while, you know, to really get a script back, you know. We've been laying in the bed from August to January, so, you know, that's a long time to lay there.
It is. Yes, it is. Well, thank you, Lord, for bringing restoration and healing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Absolutely getting that pick line out and getting that trach out. That's huge. I mean, that's huge in the sense of getting back into some normal life and just comfort, you know, more comfort for and just allows another because that's something invasive in the body, so it allows some more healing to come forth. Thank you, Lord.
Well, yeah, I thank God because even when I said with her training the way she eat and the clearness of her throat, like the speech therapist said, you know, she hadn't seen a plate put in that clear in a long time. So God has been good. So, and she said, can she eat? I said, yeah. He said, what she eat? I said, what you eat? So I said, what? Well, I said, I told God, yeah. He said, she eat whatever you eat.
Yeah.
And so, you know, yeah. And so, ask for prayer for the children. I think they got to aim them out. So I'm going to go and get the vaccination. Of course, you know, going in school. Now, I think one of the teachers, she bad off sick. I said, well, I hope she ain't got the COVID. Because, you know, so therefore, you know, I want to press the people with that. Because, like I said, I had it, but it wasn't as severe. But I had enough body pains and stuff that I can tell you, you don't want. It wasn't severe as Jumper. I didn't have to get on a ventilator, but I went through a lot, too, with it. You know, a lot of pain and stuff. I suffer a lot. You know, I was limited, like, bronchitis. But I always had bronchitis bad anyway. So they just made it worse with all I had.
Well, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for just, and I thank you, when I was praying for you, I just kept getting the completion. Lord, I just thank you for the completion of all the healing, Lord, and the restoration of new joy and new peace and restoration, Lord, of just life. That brings back a life, a more normal type life, but also even a better quality life, Lord. Lord, the testimony and the healing and all that you've done, Lord, and we just ask, Father, that you continue it. Lord, that you continue not only of the COVID and all that, but, Lord, even just in everything in Jennifer's life, Lord, and just even a new joy for Julia May, Lord, a new joy and a new presence of the Lord and a new authority of the Lord in her life. So, Father, I just thank you for pouring out blessings, Father, pouring out blessings that they cannot contain and bringing a new level of just bringing laughter and joy into the home in a way that they've not known maybe ever, but, Lord, definitely not in a long, long time, a new joy and peace and thankfulness and just laughter again into the home in a new way. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Well, I thank you for calling in, hon. And I sure so glad to hear, you know, that Jennifer is getting that pick line and that trach out, and just so thankful to God for being so faithful with healing. And thankful for you for, and I know, Jennifer, it's for you standing the way you have. So thank you, Lord. But God bless you, and thanks for calling in, and you have a blessed night.
Okay, God bless you, and I'll give you an update next week.
Yeah. Was there anything else you want me to pray about right quick before I let you go?
Like I have some side effects from the COVID. I get tired a lot, and one of the worst things I have is what they call that brain fog. So sometimes I just go completely blank. And it's, you know, I be trying to think of stuff. And, yeah, my son was telling me today to take the my tire. And I don't know what I thought he was doing. I was sitting there. He said, "What you doing?" I said, "Oh," and I'm trying to tell him. He said, "You know how to do it." And I forgot what he. I didn't know what he was talking about. I thought, then the phone came back, so I have some brain fog a lot of times. You know, it's stuff is,
yeah, some vitamins and stuff that help that too. Well, Lord, we just ask, Lord, that even all of the brain fog, Lord, that that there be a total restoration in every way, Lord, but that every cell of Julie Mae's body, Lord, that it be brought back into correction, Lord, that any kind of brain fog, any kind of whatever is anything neurological, anything, Lord, hormonal, Lord, anything that's going on there, Lord, that there be total restoration in the cells, Lord, to the cellular level and in the nerves and everything, Lord, that everything be brought back into complete perfect alignment, Lord, and into just healing and restoration, Lord, and a completion of it. So, Lord, I thank you now. Lord, for bringing back a clear thought, clear minds, Lord, ability to remember everything as she needs to. So, Lord, we just ask for cleansing, Lord, a cleansing of her cells and a cleansing of her body, a cleansing of everything and restoration in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for calling me, son, and God bless you, and I will talk to you again.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. 919-292, I believe this is Miss Shaquilla.
Yes, it is. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good, sweetie. Last week, this thing, when it hit 8:30, it just cut off. It didn't even let me turn it off, so I was trying to make sure I got to you before my time ran out. Let me pray for you, Father. I thank you for Shaquilla, God, and I thank you, God, for the places that you're taking her. Father, I thank you, God, that you have got Shaquilla by the hand, Lord, that you are leading her. Lord, you're even encouraging her. And, God, I just see Shaquilla, God, like having you by the hand and saying, come on, come on, come on. I've got places to take you and things to do with you. Just, God, like encouraging you and I just seem like he has you by the hand and like he's moving forward and he's encouraging you to come on with him, that he's got things to take you to and places to take you and things to do in your life and higher things. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, for blessing Shaquilla. Father, I thank you, God, for, Lord, opening up the vision. Lord, where your word says, write the vision and make it plain, Lord, that you'll make the vision plain for Shaquilla. Lord, that she will have understanding, that she will have insight, Lord, that you would even give her dreams, Lord, that she's able to understand, and Lord, that you place the dreams of God within her heart in a very distinct way, in a very clear way, Lord, and I just thank you for the faith that it builds. Lord, I thank you for the faith that it builds, and Lord, I thank you, Father, for connecting her with the right people, connecting her even with the places that you have for her. And, Lord, anything that would try to hold her back, Lord, that you disconnect her from that, Lord, that the purposes of God would be made manifest, Lord, in her life, those things that you've called her to. Lord, I just thank you for discernment and insight and understanding. Lord, I thank you for those gifts in her life, Lord. I thank you, Father, for working in her life and opening things up, Lord, that even as she takes those steps, Lord, that from step to step, and this is true with all of us, with all, most everyone, Shaquilla, that as we move forward with God, as we take those steps, that it's like it's like it opens, as we move forward, it opens up new things that God has in our life. You know, it can open up the giftings and talents. It's kind of like as you go, you know, the word said, with lepers, said as they went, they were healed. Well, also, and that's true in our life too, as we go, we are healed of things from our past and things that have scarred us or things that have wounded us in the past. But also as we go, as we're moving forward with God, things begin to open up in our life. Because many times those giftings and things that are in our life, they're not activated until we get to certain places. It's through the obedience to the Lord, but also just as we mature in God, as we move forward in God, and we get into a situation that demand is made on us at times, you know, whether in prayer for other people or serving, it's like it actually activates those gifts and they begin to really manifest in our life. And then once they start manifesting, and they begin to get stronger and stronger, and those gifts begin to mature. But then as we continue going forward, then there will be other things that are opened up in our life. And it's a continual journey of God revealing, because many times we don't even know what's in us until God begins to reveal it. And sometimes he will tell us through prophetic words, but honestly, as we move forward with God and as we take those steps and as we come into position, then those things, like I said, it puts a demand on those things, and God begins to bring those things to the surface in our life. And it's so exciting and it's so rewarding. And it's an awesome thing to see the things that God that has put in our lives begin to be activated and used and to manifest. It's an awesome and exciting and fun, delightful thing. And it's delightful to God when he begins to flow through us. And those things that he invested in us when we were born, because the word says the gift and calling are without repentance. That means he never takes it back, even though maybe we haven't started moving in those yet. He never changes his mind about it. He never takes them away. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for blessing Shaquilla. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for directing your steps. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for holding her by the hand, Lord, and moving her forward, for taking her own, Lord, for making the vision plain before her. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for answering her prayers, Lord, for the desires of her heart, aligning with the desires of your heart, Lord, and her having a new realization of just how very much you love her and how very much you care for her, God, and that you care about the things that she cares about. Those things that are precious to her heart, Lord, you care about that. You care. And, Lord, that you do hear her prayers. And, Lord, you see even the things that concern her. No, Shaquilla, I just sense God's great love for you, and how much he is attuned to your heart and those things that are on your mind at times. That I just sense God, that how very much he cares. So, Lord, I thank you for blessing Shaquilla. Lord, I thank you, God, for answering her questions, those things that are on her heart at times that she questions and that she wonders about and that she really would like clarity on. Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing that to her and satisfying her questions, Lord. So, Lord, I bless her in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, amen. Father. Thank you, Jesus.
He is so good.
Thank you, amen.
You're more than welcome, sweetie. Well, just in case this thing shuts me off, I wanted to be sure and get through that. So, like I said, last week it just went boom. It just turned off, and that was it. Didn't even let me log off. So, I just want to bless you tonight. Is there anything you wanted me to pray about specifically, right quick?
I want you to pray in regards to my health. There's a decision that I have to make, and I just want wisdom on what to do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Father, I thank you, Lord, just for guiding Shaquilla, Lord, for giving her giving her, Lord, confidence that she is making the right decisions, Lord, that you're guiding her, Lord, and that she is hearing you, Lord. So, Lord, I just ask for confirmation for her, Lord, and a peace in her heart, because the peace of God is always our guide. That's the real guide, is that peace of God in our heart. So, Father, but I thank you, Lord, for bringing confirmation and bringing that feeling of, okay, I know that I've heard, I know that I know that I know. So, Lord, I just thank you for health and healing and direction in every way, Lord, and for, even as I prayed earlier, Lord, satisfying her questions, satisfying, Lord, her inquiries that she knows that she knows that she knows that she's heard from God. So, Lord, I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' mighty name, and I speak a blessing over her body, a blessing over her life, and a blessing over the purposes of God and her future. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you for waiting, sweetie, and thank you for calling in tonight. I just speak a blessing over you, and I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Good night.
God bless you. Okay. Good night.
Thank you, too. All right, that's everybody tonight. I tried to make sure I got through everyone just in case it cut me off like it did last week. So God bless each and every one, and I just may the goodness and the light and the love of God shine upon your life. God bless you and good night.